بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الحادي عشر عن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال: قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الجنة أقرب إلى أحدكم من شراك نعله، والنار مثل ذلك. We are still in this chapter of Mujahada, and by Mujahada your reference means making effort in making the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, in engaging in nafal ibadat as much as possible. We have read a hadith of how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who had nothing to worry about, but how much of ibadat he made in one rakat, reading about 6 1/4 suparas, making the ruku, sajda, qiyam, qawma, all to that length. So much Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam engaged himself in ibadat that great sahaba could not endure standing behind Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam in his ibadat. So much of ibadat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. We who have got everything to worry about, and we hardly make any nafal ibadat, and we feel it that if you do it, it's good, if you don't do it, it's nothing wrong. Whereas it is so important in every aspect to engage ourselves in nafal ibadat, in engaging more and more to please Allah Ta'ala. Similarly, this hadith also explains, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that al-jannatu aqrabu ila ahadikum min shiraki na'alihi. Jannat is more closer to you than the straps of your shoes. وَالنَّارُ مِثْلُ ذَلِكَ. And the fire of Jahannam is also just like that. It's more closer to you than the straps of your shoes. From here also we learn that the closed shoes are not close to Sunnah, but shoes with straps on them. Those are the shoes which were worn by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are the ones which are more closer to Sunnah. And the Na'al Sharif of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is famous. Mostly we use it only for barakat, but it is to follow in that and to try and come as close as possible. And our shoes should be with straps. So yeah, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained this for three reasons. Gave the example that Jannat and Jahannam is more closer to a person than the straps of his shoes. For one aspect is that we regard the straps of the shoes as trivial, as a small matter. We don't give it much importance. Only the straps of the shoes, it's not a big thing. Like that, unfortunately, we regard doing good deeds also as small matter. Making nafal namaz, we'll even pass remarks, worry about the faras. What you worried about the nafal? Whereas the nafal is so important. And if you look after the nafal, your faras will be looked after. Any person who looks after his faras, after his nafal ibadat, he looks after his sunnat muakkadah, wajib, faras, everything he looks properly after that. And if you only worry about the faras, nafals fall away, then in time comes when even the faras falls away. If you look after, which is a common saying, look after the pence and the pounds will look after themselves. We look after what we call the small things, the big things will look after themselves. So we regard that the straps of the shoes is a small matter. In one hadith it comes that a person, he speaks a word and he doesn't care about it. Just one word I said. And that is also, he thinks it as a small matter. I just said one word. But this person says a word of goodness and he doesn't realize to which heights of Jannat it takes him. In the same way, many times we are angry and we feel I can say what I want to. I'm the big boss. Everything is under me, and we just start blurting out whatever we want to, and we don't know to what depths of Jahannam that takes us. So we think of these things as small. The Quran Sharif says, تَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنَا. You people think of these things as small things. وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. But by Allah, they are very great matters. So that is one aspect that we are taught, that we should not regard small deeds as small or small gunas as small. The smallest guna is enough to take us to Jahannam. And the smallest neki and good deed is enough to take us to Jannat. So we should not regard it as trivial. And the other is that it is very easy to attain Jannat and to acquire Jahannam is very easy. Just like putting the straps of your shoes. Just pulling them and putting them is no big job. It's very easy. Like that to enter Jannat is also so easy. Just do the right things with the correct intention and in the correct way according to Sunnah, and Jannat is guaranteed for you. And Jahannam is also just so easy that you don't correct your intention, you don't worry about your intention. We do Amal, we just all made our faras now of Fajr. Who of us made intention for the pleasure of Allah? We just made our Fajr. Fortunate are those people who made the intention that I'm making this namaz for your pleasure. Otherwise we just make our way, we just lift our hand and we have started our namaz. What intention? With just that small intention. Intention is a very, very great thing. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a mu'min is much more better than his amal. If we make niyat, we will never make a niyat of a weak niyat, of a cheap, low niyat. We will make the best niyat. When we do the amal, we can never match it with our niyat. Our amal always falls short. We are very, very weak, we fall short. But if we do our niyat, but unfortunately we don't make niyat. We are sitting now for this lesson of hadith. Who of us made niyat that I'm going to be listening to the niyat, to the lesson of hadith? And then who of us made niyat I will make amal accordingly? Because no niyat, therefore we don't remember also, and we don't think of remembering it also. As soon as we are up from here, not even out of the masjid, we just get up, it's totally out of our mind. When that is the case, there is no question of making amal. When even the subject matter is right out of our mind, because of lack of niyat, we don't make niyat. So niyat is so easy, amal is still comparatively much more difficult to do the amal. To make the niyat is so easy, so the niyat of our amal we have to make. And Jannat is so easy to acquire, just as your niyat is easy to make, Jannat is so easy. And when we don't make niyat, and then it is just a routine, it is just a thing that is just is set in motion, but it's automatic. We're just doing the things. It's just like a machine doing things. It's just like a machine playing a bayan. The machine doesn't get any sawab for playing that bayan. Or the machine does any other thing, it doesn't get any sawab. We also have become like that. So Jannat is very, very simple also, very easy also. And the third meaning of Jannat and Jahannam, that it is so close as it is so close to us. It is so easy, and also it is, we regard it as a small matter. And it is very, Jannat is also very close to us, Jahannam is also very close to us. Just like our shoe straps are close to us, they're not far away, very near. Like the Jannat is also so close. Just make the little effort and you are in Jannat. And Jahannam, we have to be careful, is also just as close. A person just does a little wrong. He speaks a little wrong things by which he loses his iman. And there he goes headlong into Jahannam. So, and today, speaking wrong things, making jokes, istihza of deen, making jokes about deen matters, has become a common thing. Even in our good religious discussions, we make jokes about the things of deen. And istighfar, to regard it as something small. Dunya's matters we give big importance to. If a child has to break a cup in the house, everyone will become very angry with him. He breaks a command of Allah, it's one of those things. He's wearing funny kind of clothes, his haircut is funny, The girls are dressed so terribly, it's a small thing, it's not a big thing. But if they break something, damage something in the house, then it's a very big thing. So we regard this as small. So just like that, Jannat is very close to us also. And so is Jahannam also very close. So it's a small hadith, but the words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, after the words of Allah Ta'ala, nobody and no words can come anywhere near them. They are so beautiful, and a person will really appreciate, enjoy it when he takes it to heart, when he makes amal on it. Otherwise, it is just one lesson. We spoke about this, and then it's finished. How many of us, if we go home, and if our families have to ask us, what was the sabak about today? I forgot. Already we have forgotten, it's right out of our mind. Whereas we should go home and discuss it and make muzakara of every bayan that we hear, if that is important. Other dunya things, we'll go home and before we even enter the house, we start saying, today this happened, that happened, etc. But deeni matters, no talk about it. In fact, the Quran Sharif says that the munafiqeen are such, when anything is spoken about besides Allah Ta'ala, speak about politics, speak about soccer, speak about sports, speak about the weather, all are ears, everyone is listening very carefully. Speak about deen, then everyone is sleepy now. Everyone got some other very important work they have to go for now. We haven't got time, we know importance for deen. And that is the condition of we who think we are pious. Then those who are far away from the masjid, from deen, what to say about them? May Allah Ta'ala make us understand the value and importance of deen and let it come into our lives.